Winter Weather Advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Snow. 30 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Updated weather. Special weather statement. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Good morning. 0400 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Good morning. 0500 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0700 hours. Rain. 33 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Updated weather. Special weather statement. We winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0900 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. WHCMN repeater Flint. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Oh,
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
KBA-OOE, I found my earbuds. KFA-BLF.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KEHSCV, Southwest Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
K Anyway.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KFA, that's the O, K8CMR. KFA, that's the O, hear you, Phil. All right, yeah, I got you. I mean, I can hear you. Audio is a little quiet, a little static in the background, but I'm hearing you, so it may have been that the other antenna you had.
Well, that's good to know. At least I know it's working now. But maybe I need to be a little closer to the mic or something. Is that any better?
Yeah, that sounded better.
All right, cool. That's good. Good. Thanks.
Yeah, if you want, try swapping that antenna real quick while we're on. And I can let you know if I can hear you on that one.
All right, give me a second.
Okay, keep my really standing by.
All right, new antenna. Can you hear anything?
Yeah, you're coming through. So I don't know what the problem was earlier. But I can hear you on both of them, and you sound about the same on each of them.
All right, that's good to know, because that was weird earlier. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I wonder if when you programmed it, if you had to like reset it in order for the changes to take effect. I'm not sure, because I didn't even hear anything earlier when you were trying to reach out.
Well, the main thing is it's working now, so that's good. Good to know.
All right. Is it snowing down by you yet? We're getting more up here.
No, nothing down here. I mean, like I said, we might have gotten an inch down here in Harrison Township, so probably you guys got hit a lot harder up there.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we probably got a good 5 or 6 inches and got that cleaned up, and then I looked outside a little bit ago and it was some big flurries coming down again. So we'll see. I don't know how much we're supposed to get overnight, or if any.
Yeah, it's kind of just like raining here right now, like maybe a little bit of a rain, you know, sleety kind of thing going on.
Yeah, that'll make it fun for the drive into work tomorrow, if all that turns to ice.
Yeah, I'm definitely not looking forward to that after 9 days off. It's going to be rough getting up in the morning.
Yeah, well, you just got to do it for, what, a couple more weeks, and then you have off for Christmas.
Yeah, 3 more weeks, and then like 2 weeks off, so that'll be nice.
All right, well, I'm going to head back upstairs, get some stuff done, get everything ready for tomorrow. So I will talk with you later. K8TMR, we clear after your final.
All right, I'll talk to you later. KF8FDO, clear.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Charlie, Whiskey Alpha, is your frequency in use?
No, I don't believe so. Go ahead.
The only one I heard was come back to you back was you there, Stormy. How you doing? N8RHK, this is KDHCWA.
Good evening, 19.
Good, we should have 2-8 URV popping in here anytime.
29 degrees.
Yeah, I'm here right now. This is a total difference. I can hear you, and you can hear me. Wow. I can hear everybody now. Boys can count on 2 meters.
Oh, you know, there's moments too.
Anyways. Woohoo! I'm out
of
here.
You are, both you guys are coming here sounding real good. Real good.
W8?
Yeah, and you don't have to spin the house around to hear us all.
I can't spin mine. I'd have to go outside and put the pipe wrench on it and turn it if I wanted to get to another. Well, I can get the 3-1, the 2-4, and 9-4, and Midland, but I have to spin it to get Mount Pleasant or anything out that way. Toward the west, I had to, but I can catch everything on the east with it, pretty much. North and east.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Hey,
no, I just got a diamond up here.
I don't use the fireplace anymore,
and I put a metal cap over the top, and I got a magnet mounted car antenna up there, and it seems to work pretty good.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Where's Guilford?
One of the links in the link system here.
I imagine it's nice having them all hooked up to all of them or whatever it may be, but it's, you know, if you want to get out and just, you know, chat and this and that, I mean, you can, but you can get people coming in from all over, which is cool, you know, but I don't know, maybe it's just me because I'm not used to talking on 2 meter all that much. I used to. I'm more HF, but I don't know, it seemed like when they'd have it on keyed, it was just that repeater, you know. You didn't have to worry about nothing else.
You sound like an old fart.
That's terrible.
You sound like an old Mount Pleasant, but the Pleasant Valley repeater.
I really like that because in the morning, boy, when we got on that, it's like everybody's in the room. Nobody's having a hard time hearing anybody. That was a good time.
Oh yeah, the Pleasant Valley. I keyed because I didn't want to double. I mean, Bob and Barrington, Russell, Kurt, you, me, I mean, it was nice. It was, you know what, I think we talked to Russell about it, but whether he needs to get a license or some order maybe and get an HF repeater up there for 10.
That's nice.
Something, yeah, 300. you know, that would, because really, you know, 300 is really probably more than well enough, I would think, because they're going to hear you. They may say, well, I've got you 4x5 or 4x6 or something, but, you know, it's clear audio, no noise or nothing. And if they want to hear you louder, they just turn your volume up. So, yeah, 300. I was thinking about that 350 low drive, but apparently the last time, I guess I destroyed that. You know, that's got the fan on it, and whatever I do find or get, I want to put that fan on it.
Oh yeah, because they definitely get warm. Well, I'll find something else, and I know that there's a high drive out there. I have to look and see if it's still there.
Got one, but the relay is bad at it.
Yeah, somebody else has got one I've seen online. They have one 358 high drive.
I don't know if it's the relay or if it might just be the transistor, you know, the team transistor. It could be that too. But I can flip the, the relay manually and it will work.
What is this? Yeah, it's probably the key transistor that's gone in it. What amp is this, Kurt?
It's a Star 350 high drive.
Okay, that was Jeremy and I, Wedge. We traded, we gave him the 250. He had it for, I think it was the first one he ever had. And he needed a rotor plate, and I said, well, I got a rotor plate. He says, you want to swap? I said, yeah. So Tony had it inspected, and he said it was putting out so much. He said, so, you know, he said, it's workable. But then I think as he got into it, it was somebody's gone through there with napalm. I know some guys, they just can't control themselves. So how is your lovely wife doing, Kurt?
Oh, she's sitting here watching Frasier right now. She's sitting here watching that show and listening to you guys, you know, and just sitting here, you know. I don't know if you got hurt or not.
Hey, Janet, give me that big toothy smile. Come on, baby. Come on.
Oh, God, she's grinning ear to ear. All right. Yeah, she's grinning ear to ear. Did you hear her say hi?
Yes, I did. You mean my whole day, and I'm in my night, too. Oh, my God.
You must have heard her then in the background now.
What in the background?
But did you hear her actually say hi in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's what she wanted to know. All right.
Yes, I did. I heard her smooth, mellow tones floating across the airwaves.
Roger on that one.
Leave it at smooth. Well, no, we'll take away smooth and I'll give you mellow, okay? I'll take back smooth and give you mellow. That'll work out better. Because in reality, you'll get smooth.
She's already mellow, man. She's been hitting a pipe, man. So she's all kind of mellow,
Roger on that, Kurt. Yellow.
That's right.
By the way, I took my snow gel. I went out today. Like, got this waist thing. It looks like one of the belts the wrestlers wear if they're champion, you know, so wide.
And it's got two different straps. You know, the first two, they how they Velcro each other, and the next two come on Velcro. And I went out there with my shepherd. God, did I have fun. We had 5 inches about, and taking that snow, Joe, and shooting it right at her. She just kept running right back up on the porch. I'd shoot her again. She'd run away. Come back up on the porch.
Yeah, well, I can't believe you didn't know it was me, because I said to her, and I, you know, said last in the text, I said, did you make it back after doing the trash all right? Because you told me, you said, I'll be back. I got to go do some trash. I got to take out the trash. And that was when you was on 10 meter, and next thing you know, you were gone.
Boy, I don't know whoever give you the whip, but take it out of his hands.
I got concerned, because heck, you and I almost came here, you know, before I got back, I got a hold of you on your text. You were gone for quite a while, never come back, said nothing. I'm like, okay, is he okay? You know, and at that time it had been snowing. I'm like, oh, I hope he didn't get outside and fall down and hurt himself or something. And, you know, and that, I got worried and concerned. I almost called you.
Well, I thank you very much, and I do apologize. Like I said, there's just with my wife, I told Jim tonight on 10 that they took her out of here in the ambulance to the hospital. Her breathing wasn't getting better, and just not really doing nothing. You know, so something had to happen. I didn't know what else to do, so I did that, and I know there she'll. She'll get taken care of. She'll get her medicine when she should. She'll eat when she should, being a diabetic. I go in and I ask her if she's ate. Yes, honey. You know, and if I keep on asking her, you know, in a nice way, then I get a nasty person coming back at me. So I thought, it's not going to do no good. Obviously, I got to wait till somebody with sight comes in here and they can tell me. N8RHK.
Yeah, Roger on that. Well, you know, I mean, you know, you're doing what you can do. That's it, you know, and, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, you know. And if they say they've been doing it, but they're lying to you, shame on them for that, you know.
I can lead a horse to water and make them drink. Same thing with a camel. I can lead a camel to water and make him drink. While he's standing there not wanting to, or maybe he takes a little drink, I just come behind him being a male, and I have a brick in each hand and smack. And he drinks. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Packing that poor horse with a rock.
Well, if it's all this horse is over there, sound funny.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. When I ask about, you know, what you think of the KL, but like I said, you haven't been looking or anything. It was just a thought. You know, I had that one before. Looking back, you know, in hindsight, I should have never got rid of it, you know, for... That's another long story on stuff and how, of course, I screwed up again. N8RHK.
I think we all do that once in a while. Do stupid things and get rid of things that we shouldn't have, you know. Or wish we wouldn't have.
Well, with me being blind, the thing that I really hate, you know, and I know better, is, you know, anything I do, you know, to stop and think to do it, I had for a long, long time. And then all this stuff started happening and going on and going on and going on and going on. then a lot of times, you know, when I'm going to do what I'm going to do, because I just want to do it, I want to get there quick to, because, you know, my wife or whatever, and just different things, whether in my coffee pot, I got a Keurig.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tuck you in, baby. Got a Keurig coffee pot, and I don't know what you call it, that the coffee goes into the urn or whatever, coffee pot holder. But that fell on the floor, and at the end of it was glass, and that broke off, and I'm trying to see if I can, you know, get another one for replacement. I don't know. I'm not sure where I'd look, but maybe I thought having Brenda look in look in eBay or Amazon or, you know, places where they might sell something like that and let me know.
Oh, yeah. Yep. This is the first time I use this radio and I don't know how long.
What meter is it?
It's my 7900 radio.
Sounds, what is that? That's just 2 meter, right?
2 meter, 440, yeah. And it's police fire in there, so it's got 220 in it. And I think there's something else in it, too. I'm not sure. Oh, it's got weather and all that crap in it.
Okay, for that, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't remember. I've had it so long. Like 2-something, almost 3. I had this thing in a box for almost a year because I couldn't figure out how to program it. The stuff that I got with it, I didn't get the right programming deal with it. All I got was a piece of paper somebody had written some stuff down on, and they threw it in the box. So the radio is virtually new, but they didn't have paperwork for it.
You pull the paper out and it says, "Good luck, Yankee."
Well, you know, some of these radios and that, they got a thing in there for, you know, when you do your tones and stuff like that, or you just don't have that on it. So that's what threw me off. And so I made a cheat sheet when I put these frequencies in it, because there was nothing in it when I got it. And so I made a cheat sheet so I can put, I got 6 frequencies in it, that's it.
Okay. Before I forget, I got to tuck my daughter in. And I will be back, CWA. And I can
okay. KURV. What's been going on out there, Kurt?
Oh, well, let's see. I went into work at 11 o'clock, and I didn't get out at, well, I got out at 4 o'clock. I went in and just did a bunch of snow blowing and clearing up snow and all that, and oh, boy, that was fun.
Well, I bet you that was fun. Yeah, I just shoveled my driveway out, and then out at the other house, Dan calls me up, and he says, I've had my snowblower running, and I shut it off, and now it won't start. And then it acts like it flooded out, so I said, well, just take the plug out of it and clean the plug, and that. So he did, and it still won't start. And I said, did you turn it on? Did you reach down and turn the key on? No.
Oh, man.
I was out there for 2 hours.
Roger on that, yeah. Oh, that's crazy, yeah.
Well, you know, he took it out of the garage and that, and he hooked the electric start up on it, and he turned it on, pushed the button, you know, and it started up and it ran for a while, and he had to do something, so he shut it all off. And it forgot to turn the key back on.
Oh, man. See, that's what I hate with those. You got like so many different switches and that, and you got to remember if you got this one on, that one on, or this one on. Yeah, I get it. Now, I probably have done that once, you know, in my lifetime.
Sit there. I was going to say something to him, and then I said, nah, I better not. He's already upset.
I get it. Oh, yeah. Being upset because you're wasting all that time, energy, and everything. Oh, I done that before. I think I done that with one I was trying to fix for a friend of mine and that, and had that key and that, and I thought I had the key on, then I'm sitting there, and then I got dinger. I got the whole carburetor pulled off, I got the head pulled off looking, and I had to replace the head gasket and everything. Thank God I had one laying around there, but put a new head gasket on, put all new gaskets in there, put the carburetor all back together and that, and I'm pulling it, I'm like, oh my gosh, and that, you know, and finally I'm like, well, screw it. So I stopped for a minute, went over and I said, okay, choke's pulled, throttle's all the way up, and I looked down, did I ever have that key on? And lo and behold, I turned that key, I did one pull, it just started right up.
And you walk around talking to yourself for a while.
Oh, I've been there, done that. Oh, I cussed up myself and everything and all that. Oh, yeah.
Got a nice little one in the garage, but I've got the side of it. What I did is I took a bunch of furnaces in, and the guy came along, and he had a bunch of them little small Toro snowblowers and that. And he threw them off, and I noticed that the one had a key in it. And I told my uncle, I said, I bet you this thing will start. And then I primed it a couple of times, turned the key on, gave it a pull, and it took off running. I threw that on the back of the trailer when we come out of there.
Yep, roger on that.
I got to do a little bit of welding on it. I'll have to take, I see the one corner and that's coming, is the weld on it's come loose, so I'm going to have to do some welding on it.
Yeah, roger on that, yeah. Yeah, I had quite a few of those one time when I, was deep in the, doing a lot of repairs for people and this and that. That was, that was years and years ago. People would bring their stuff over and that, and I'd fix it, and, you know, and then they'd come grab it and blah, blah, blah. I kind of did on the side, you know. And at one time, I had over 40 riding lawnmowers sitting here, about 60 walk behinds. At one point in that, and got rid of all of them. They ended up all selling, except for a few, and I had a few parts mobiles laying around here, too, as far as that. And I finally started going through all the crap and junk and stuff, you know, no matter what, it's that frame Pacific, it wouldn't work on any other mower or whatever. I'd let those parts go, but anything that would be salvageable, you know, from one parts machine to another machine, I sit there and pull it all off and just scrap the rest of it. Oh, man, I had, like I said, I had over 40 of them sitting here, just riders.
I got one over at Tony's. I leave it over there. Fred gave it to me. I hauled it from out back and got it running and whatnot. And I use it for cutting his lawn over there, so I leave it sitting over there at Tony's.
RHK, I'm back. I'm back. Who's in the middle? Cat.
have any other 2-meter mobiles? Well, you guys are talking good until I let you know I come back.
I was trying to figure out who he was asking the question to. What happened?
It might be my fault, too. Boy. Either you or Jim, if either one of you guys got any extra 2-meter mobiles.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I know I got one, but it's not a, that sucker's older than dirt. It requires a PO board. And as long as you're talking on a repeater that doesn't require a tone, yeah, it'll talk all day. But I couldn't talk on this frequency or any other frequency with it. The sucker is old. I mean, mid-70s. It's an old, it's either a Kenwood or a Yaesu. I don't remember. It's tucked away. I got that tucked away in a box somewhere. Yeah, because it doesn't do any tones, and you can't find a tone board for it anymore.
You got these swap meets or whatever it may be, Jim's in Saginaw, and you're in Hemlock. Well, by Crump, well, I was just going to say that, you know, they could have it over at the shop there, you know, to sell it. I mean, it's, or not unless you wanted to, you know, to get it fixed, but put a tone board in it. But I guess how radios are nowadays, it'd probably be cheaper maybe just simply go with a radio, a 2-meter nowadays.
W8C.
Yeah, I had that long time. That radio. I had that back in my CB days. I just sat there and, I didn't even have a microphone for it. The only thing I wanted for it was just so I could listen to the guys. And I programmed it all up where every memory channel there with all the repeaters and everything. And I'd sit there and listen with it. And that was well before I even had my license. But, you know, I never transmitted. I didn't have a microphone. At the time. Then I got a microphone for it and talked on it when I first got my license and everything. And I had this radio too, so I put that one, the old one there in the, my truck. And then when my truck, after I got an accident with my truck and I told it was totaled, I pulled it out and it's been in the box ever since. And that's what, 2007, 2008,
somewhere
in there, when that happened?
W8CMN, repeater flip.
That's amazing how, you know, things with radios and everything changes, and it still amazes me today that, say, Switzerland could be coming in, or New Zealand or Germany or something, and say if I, which I've done it, I'm sure you and Jim have done it, but you key up, okay, KDACWA, good morning, how are you doing? Bam! They're coming right back. I mean, just that fast. And I think, wouldn't that be something for the distance if people could just travel like that? You know, you never know when I drop in, Kirk.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, yeah. Well, hang on. I got to let the dog out. She's wanting out. She's at the door and that scratch at. So, I'll be right back. This is KDACWA.
Sir, over to KDAURV.
Yeah, why don't you take your hand out with you? You know,
I know you probably want to put a mobile radio in there or something, or I don't know, in your car, but you could take your handheld.
I have. My dual, the Bluetooth dual. The dual bander I got, HD I got from you. I do. And, but no, I'm not thinking about another 2 meter for the car, the van, whatever I'm going to be getting here. It would just, I want to get another one, a different one, because if I can come across one that, you know, I can program PL tones and stuff, or if not, then I got to get somebody to do all the programming, like on this 2980. I like it, but I tried to figure out if I could put frequencies in memories, and I can. You know, not let it said that a blind guy cannot put frequencies in a 2980. But then after I did it 25 times, not knowing it. And then how I did it, then I couldn't remember how I did it, because I was trying all these combinations. So that was really a waste. And now I scan to the right, and the weather for today, and then I scan to the left, and today, you know. So if I want to scan back and forth before I hit that, now I got to count my seconds.
This one here was so hard to program when I first started, and then I got the book for it. Finally got a book for it, and it explained a lot. So, and the button I was looking for is labeled different on this one than it is on other ones. So,
yeah, for the shepherd, because she's always, you know, staying in Sherry's room, and got a, you know, kennel for her in there, and so with Sherry being gone, I'm just leaving the door open. I got food and water, and then I'm going to leave, you know, my bedroom door open, so if for any reason, which, God, I hope not, but she decides she wants to get in bed with me, that, you know, it'll be open. I'll just let her, you know, go around here, and, you know, and she'll patrol and stuff. The cats will stay clear, so. That'll be good. Boy, I wish Tony, where there's a, you know, hold on. Okay, I switch hands. A hand shop, you know, to where they say, how can I help you? I want you to do a complete reset on my 2980, and here's the frequencies I want in, because I was almost 3/4, if not more, understanding on how to do it. But then the guy, I don't know why, but then he quit telling me. I could never hook up with him anymore. And another washout. N8RHK.
All right, now you can get a program in that. He's got a friend of his that comes over for, like, these bow things and that. He's got all these programs in there, and it only takes a minute to you know, set up the bow thing. And what the frequencies you want, and it labels them.
Okay, yeah, a guy I've talked to a long time ago, it's been a while, Terry. W-A-K-U-K-U-K, or I think K-U-K-W-A-K-W-A-A-W-U, or something. I think he stands by on 26, on 14726. And it's when I had my 2970. He had one, and he says, well, all the channels I was looking for, I mean, he had, and he says, well, come on over, he says, and you'll just take just a minute or two, I can just hook the cables. And so went over there, and boom, 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 he did that, and that was slick. And it was good as long as I had my 2970. Dane Gregg.
Bobo and Carol. He did my podcast for me when I put that
is,
board and everything.
I got
our
new radios.
And,
what do you mean, new
I took
radios?
It up there.
He ordered no radios. He says, yeah, you got to
put the program in there, labeled it. Now when I turn it on, my call sign comes up, my name comes up.
I ordered two of them, one for you, one for me. He's not worried about
it. And then all the bands are there.
And so that's when I went to the 2980.
I just did a perfect double.
I know. I keyed before he did.
Guys, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get myself going. I gotta get myself in the shower. That way I have long enough time here before about 8:30 to get my hair dry before I go to bed. And then I can go to bed here about 8:30 and right around there or whatever and get that going so I can be up and around at 4:30 so I can be at work at 6 tomorrow. So, oh boy, what fun. This is KD8CWA. We'll let you guys go. Have a great one.
All right, Kurt, you have a good one there. We'll catch you after a bit. KU-URV.
All right, Kurt. Pleasure as always. You and Janet have a great night. Take care. Be safe, and we will talk with you later. KD8CWA, N8RHK. Jim, you want to go back to 10?
We can. Yep. KD8URV, I'll be clear on this one, and back to 10 meters.
RHK-QSY.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KD8QLY, listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.